I'm Jimmy Murray, and this is the History Fact of the Day. Today's history lesson is on Stan Lee.
Stan Lee admitted that when he created Iron Man, and by extension Tony Stark, that the character was designed so that audiences would not be able to relate to him and even dislike him. Stan Lee also wanted to see if he could market the character so well that audiences would buy the comic despite their reservations around the character. Given the success of the Iron Man franchise, we'd say he had a huge success. Although Stan Lee is known for his Midas touch, not everything he has done has been a hit. For one example, there's a Dragons vs. Panda comic book that was targeted at the Chinese market. There's also Stan Lee's Hero Command, a mobile game where you play as a superhero you've never heard of. Then there's The Backstreet Project, a comic book and web series featuring the members of The Backstreet Boys. Even though Stan was receiving a nice payout from Marvel through much of the 90s and 2000s, he owned no equity in Marvel when it was sold to Disney for $4 billion. Lee later said, "One of my lifelong regrets is that I've always been too casual about money. It's been made abundantly clear to me by friends and others that I should have realized I was creating a whole caboodle of characters that became valuable franchises." Stan Lee partnered with the NHL in 2011 to form Guardian Media Entertainment. The company creates superhero characters for each NHL hockey team. The promotion was also short-lived, but thanks to the internet, the heroes are available for your viewing pleasure. The History Channel launched the series Stan Lee's Superhumans in 2010, which documented people with extraordinary skills and abilities. The show was moderately successful, but was canceled 4 years after it first aired. The Stan Lee Foundation was founded in 2010 to focus on literacy, education, and the arts. Its stated goals include supporting programs and ideas that improve access to literacy resources, as well as promoting diversity, national literacy, culture, and the arts. Stan Lee, thank you for the worlds that you built. Thank you for helping us find the superhero inside of us, and thank you for entertaining us for decades. Your memory and creations will surely live on forever. Thank you, sir.
I'm Jimmy Murray. Thanks for listening to History Facts on the Kid Friendly Network. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. Executive Producer Chris Kremitzos.